was signed into law in 1952 to have a national day of prayer. But actually, it started way back in 1775. The Continental Congress, they declared the establishment of a day of prayer because they knew that they were starting something new and they needed God's help. And so they declared a day of prayer. And then yearly after that, people kept praying. 75, the Continental Congress, they did establish it. And then the Civil War came along around 1863. President Lincoln, he endorsed a congressional resolution making April 30th a day of fast and prayer. And then President Truman, in the early 1950s, signed it into law following a joint resolution in Congress. And then in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed an amended version, and it made the observance of the National Day of Prayer on the first Thursday of May. So we have been following that for several years. And so it's always the first Thursday in May. This year it's May 7th, and that's this week.